97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. A person has died in the town of Carson, and the Portage County Sheriff's Department is investigating the death as a homicide. The call came into the Portage County Communications Center a little before 11 a.m. on Tuesday. The caller reported a person in distress and suffering from severe traumatic injuries. Law enforcement and EMS arrived on the scene to find the person had died of their injuries. A press release from the Sheriff's Department says the circumstances surrounding this person's death are suspicious. They ask that anyone with information on this incident contact Detective Sergeant Porter at the Portage County Sheriff's Office. We reported earlier this week that the waste management scale in the city of Marshfield was out of service. They now expect the scale to be back in action by Friday, July 24th. An unexpected mechanical issue caused the scale to be closed. The replacement part has been ordered, and repairs should be completed before the end of the week. In more Marshfield news, the escaped skunk Violet has still not been found. The striped skunk has been missing from the Wildwood Zoo for 7 weeks, and the search for her has been extensive. Staff members spent many nights monitoring live traps, checking trail cameras, and using thermal imaging equipment in their search. The timing of Violet's escape coincided with the start of striped skunk breeding season, and while zoo officials can't be certain, it's possible Violet was enticed by a wild male in the area. They say she is always welcome to return, but it's likely Violet has moved on to her next adventure. Local news every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Investigators say they've uncovered possible evidence that breathes new life into a decades-old cold case in Fond du Lac County. 5-year-old Bobby Joe Fritz disappeared from his Campbellsport home in the spring of 1983. Now, investigators are digging into that home's basement with the help of the state crime lab. Fond du Lac County detectives served a search warrant last week at the house where Bobby Joe lived when he disappeared. Investigators say during that search, they found what they describe as potential evidence. Fond du Lac County Sheriff Ryan Walschmidt says the agency remains committed to working unsolved crimes, including Bobby Joe's. He says this is an active investigation, and they will release more information only when it will not jeopardize the investigation. Anyone with information is asked to call the Fond du Lac County tip line. 3 years ago, on the 40th anniversary of Bobby Joe's disappearance, his older sister said both their parents have since died without ever knowing what happened to their little boy. Wisconsin Democrats are asking state election officials to pull back new guidance on absentee ballots, saying it could affect how people vote in the primary. The Wisconsin Elections Commission told clerks not to let voters spoil and recast a ballot, something Democratic Party Chair Devin Raymaker says used to be allowed. He argues the change followed lawsuits from Republicans and was issued improperly. Democrats warn that without a reversal, some voters may not be able to fully take part in the primary. The Elections Commission has not yet announced whether it will revisit the guidance. Wisconsin is taking a step to ease its nursing shortage by allowing more registered nurses to teach students in clinical settings. Governor Tony Evers approved an emergency rule that expands who can serve as nursing instructors. Qualified RNs with the right experience and training can now help teach, even if they don't yet have a master's degree. State leaders say the change should help schools train more nurses and get them into the workforce faster. A dog that had been shot at least 8 times and was found in Shawnee County last week with a broken leg and broken ribs is on a long road to recovery. Shawnee County Humane Society workers posted an update on social media yesterday about the dog now named Sunny. They say Sunny is in stable condition, but veterinarians found another gunshot wound and several broken ribs after further examinations. If he can hang in there, Sonny is expected to undergo surgery in the next couple days. Right now, animal workers say the focus is on keeping him comfortable and giving him every chance to heal. Someone found the brown mixed-breed dog in the town of Maple Grove. Shawnee County Sheriff's deputies say they're investigating how Sonny was injured. They say the approximately 8-year-old dog has a microchip registered to someone out of state. Shawnee County Humane Society workers say they have received an outpouring of support from people all around wanting to help make sure this underdog gets a second chance at a happy life. Federal officials will be in Sauk County next week for disaster assistance. The Federal Emergency Management Agency and Small Business Administration will set up shop at Baraboo City Hall for in-person help with filing claims following recent severe storms and flooding. The assistance will be available every day next week between 8 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon. Officials say residents should file claims with their insurance provider before coming to City Hall. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is warning voters that betting on an election could put their ballot at risk. The agency says state law bars anyone who has a wager on an election from voting in that same race, and officials say that could lead to a challenged ballot or even felony charges. The warning comes as prediction markets keep growing, and the issue has drawn new attention in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers has also taken steps to limit the use of non-public information in prediction markets by state employees. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers battle the Mets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Brewers and Mets are going at it today to win this three-game series at American Family Field in Milwaukee. The Mets shut out the Brewers last night 4-0 thanks to a good performance by New York rookie Zach Thornton, who's now thrown 18 scoreless innings in a row. The Brewers' Brandon Sproat, after losing to his former teammate.
That's what Thornton does. That's what he's done his whole career so far. I know him pretty well. He's a super just crafty lefty.
In golf, round three of the Wisconsin Amateur Championship today, Garrett Schultz of Oconomowoc atop the leaderboard, tied with Brandon Cloutier, originally from South Africa, who talked about the crew at the West Bend Country Club.
They're so good at setting the course up. The number that you have to hit has to be just so precise, and you have to hit it perfectly to get the right spin to make it sure that it stops. I think you're going to see a lot of dispersion between, just an average round and a good round.
That's golfer Brandon Cloutier with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be sunny and comfortable today. Our high in the low to mid 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We are going to drop into the 50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny with a high in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.